per person from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news in full at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this main evening news bulletin, a pause on 58 major school building projects across the country has been lifted. Donegal County Council has issued an update on the activity for the CRESA Working Group, which was announced in October and met for the first time on December 20th last. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is to formally move a motion seeking a delegation with the Minister of Transport regarding Windy Hall Road in Letterkenny. And a fire started in the early hours of this morning in Derry is being treated as arson. These stories in full plus more, and Chris Ashmore will be joining us at 5:15 for the latest in sport. First in news, a pause on 58 major school building projects across the country has been lifted. There were 12 affected schools in Donegal, including Gael School na Gcaithe Maestri in Donegal Town. All of the schools are to be allowed to proceed with the tender and construction stage. Jimmy Brogan, a parents' representative on the board of management at the Gael School, says he is delighted with the news.
Well, we're just delighted that the Minister's announced that the 58 projects, which we're one of, is back on track again. We met the Minister last week, we were worried we hadn't really had any indication of what was going to happen or when this decision would be made. So we're just happy that the projects seem to be back on track again. Now we're just looking forward to the diggers arriving on site and the building getting started.
Each school will receive an update from the Department of Education in relation to the formal arrangements and next steps in respect of delivery of their individual projects. Former Education Minister and Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says lessons must be learned on behalf of the government.
When you consider the parents and staff of Ciara Maestra and Moville that have waited over 20 years, it just was a very difficult time for them. And I think if any lesson is to be learned, if there's to be recalibration of funding, if there's to be a review of funding, it shouldn't be to the detriment of breaking confidence and creating that uncertainty which was created during this process. So I think that's a big lesson.
Donegal County Council has issued an update on the activity of the CRESA Working Group, which was announced in October and met for the first time on December 20th last. Since then, the group has met on three more occasions. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
The work of the group to date has focused on identifying potential projects and areas of work, liaising with supporting consultancy services, statutory agencies and potential funding bodies, and continued informal community engagement. Funding of €497,000 over 3 years has been secured from the Department of Rural and Community Development for the provision of community support services, including the employment of key community support workers. The group has acknowledged that a number of organisations have offered their services pro bono to assist the work of renewal and regeneration in the village. Good progress, they say, has been made to date with preparations for project development work, and the council says the next step will be to meet and consult formally with the community. That formal community consultation process will take place after April.
A man accused of murdering his three siblings in Talla has been sent forward for trial. 18-year-old Lisa Cash and her 8-year-old twin brother and sister, Christy and Chelsea Colley, died after an incident at their family home on the 4th of September 2022. Ciara Noble has more.
24-year-old Andy Cash of Rossfield Avenue, Talla, was charged with the three murders on the 5th of September last year. He appeared again today at Cloverhill District Court, where he was served with a book of evidence. Mr. Cash remained silent throughout the hearing, gazing around the courtroom, where some extended family members watched from the public gallery. He was told he must notify the state with details and particulars within 14 days if he intended to use an alibi as part of his defence. Mr. Cash has yet to indicate a plea. A date has yet to be scheduled for his appearance before the Central Criminal Court.
Donegal County Council is to seek an urgent meeting with the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, to press for a specific road funding grant to make the Windy Hall Road in Letterkenny safe for all road users. On Thursday of last week, a number of members and engineers visited the area at 8:30 in the morning. Councillor McMonagall says what they saw reinforced his belief that it's one of the most dangerous roads in Donegal.
To be honest, the road is not fit for purpose. We had our senior roads engineers with us, and while the long-term plan is for a new road in that general area, I don't think we can wait that long, and we need to look about getting a Pacific Road grant to make the road safer, possibly widen it and resurface it. So we haven't got the resources ourselves within the council, and I think we need to go to the minister and make the case, and that's what I'm bringing forward the motion for.
The other important element of being there at 8:30 on a Thursday morning is you and the engineers will have seen the number of students who walk down there from the Killylaston area, Glentane and all the various estates around there. So it's a very busy road for pedestrians as well. You also have tight bends where drivers can't see what's around those corners. That's potentially a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and we witnessed all of that, literally taking their life in their hands by walking that road because, as you say, the bends in that road, the blind corners, the volume of traffic with buses, minibuses, cars, people going to work, leaving their children off at the various schools. And it's a main arterial route. And I don't think I'd be overemphasising it and saying it's probably the most dangerous road in Donegal at the minute. Look, I think it's very, very important that we get this delegation, that we get down to see the minister, that we get them up to have a look at the road itself, to show them at first hand, we would come up the need for this Pacific Road grant to allow us to make this road safer for not only car users but also for pedestrians.
Peter McVerry has apologised to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar for what he called inaccurate comments over the ending of the eviction ban. The moratorium was lifted last week as thousands are expected to be made homeless in the coming weeks and months. The homeless campaigner claimed the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, wanted to extend the ban but was overruled by Leo Varadkar, a claim the Taoiseach has denied. Speaking today, Peter McVerry apologised.
I'm saying the phrase that I was given, that the Taoiseach had overridden the minister, was inaccurate and unfortunate given the Taoiseach's denial.
Police in Derry are appealing for information and witnesses to a fire in a derelict building in the Granshire Park in the Waterside during the early hours of this morning. The blaze was reported to police at 1:25 a.m. and has now been brought under control and extinguished. The building has sustained significant structural damage and at this time the fire is being treated as arson. PSNI Derry are asking the public to contact Strand Road Police Station if they have any information. The Environmental Protection Agency is urging people in Donegal to read its 2022 review and in particular look at figures relating to the county. The review found over 90% of people in the county accept and support the need for action to tackle climate change, and there is support across the board for the EPA's work. However, there are areas of potential improvement. Spokesperson Niamh Hatchell says one of those areas is in air quality.
Poor air quality is attributed to 1,300 premature deaths in Ireland. So it's definitely an issue. I've looked at the air quality index, actually. We have an air quality index map. I just looked at Letterkenny there before we spoke. So the good news again for your listeners is air quality at the moment, right at this very moment in time in Donegal, is showing as good. But we do need to watch kind of what we're burning at home, our solid fuel use, how we're heating our homes. We have what we called our home heating spectrum. There's an infographic on the website and it kind of shows, you know, the worst options right up, kind of, I think there's 10 steps up into the best options. So if we could even maybe look at taking one step for the moment, that's really going to help.
Another issue that's highlighted in the report is that of radon gas. And you do have some statistics for Donegal, but you would like more people maybe to get some testing done to take a look at their own areas.
Yeah, this is a big message, I suppose, because radon, it's a natural gas, but it is cancer-causing, and it's coming from our underneath our floors in our homes, and we just don't know it's there. There's no smell or anything like that. So we actually launched new radon maps in 2022, which are showing that there's quite a few areas of concern with higher levels of radon. In Donegal, again, I looked at your map, and it's very simple. You go online and check out the radon maps. You just pop in your air code, and it will literally give you the reading for your home. So, you know, if it's showing that there is high radon levels there, we do encourage people to take a test. It's very simple. Again, online you'll find out how to register for a test, just to check that your home is safe.
Over 15,000 Ukrainian children are enrolled in Irish schools, 1,296 of them in Donegal. Data shows 90% of 5 to 18-year-olds who have come here fleeing war in the past 14 months have been enrolled in education. Of those attending school in Donegal, 838 are in primary school and 458 are in secondary school. Prosecutions of sexual assault within the Defence Force would add challenges to any statutory inquiry into the matter. That's according to the Taoiseach, but he has welcomed the establishment of a National Garda operation to address historical complaints of sexual assault on current or former members. 26 complaints have been received by Gardaí, including one from the 1960s. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says despite the challenges and potential prosecutions would pose, it's a positive step by Gardaí.
Anybody who has any information should go to the Gardaí in respect of both historical cases and current cases. So that, in my view, illustrates that there's not going to be any tolerance of sexual assault within the Defence Forces, or indeed in society more generally, but specifically here within the Defence Forces, and it needs to be pursued, and predators need to know that. And that applies to the current situation as well.
The Finance Minister says the increase to Ireland's corporation tax rate will only apply to companies with a turnover of €750 million euro or more. Michael McGrath is updating his Cabinet colleagues on plans for the new 15% rate earlier this morning. Companies under the €750 million euro threshold will continue to pay the current 12.5% rate. Speaking before Cabinet this morning, Minister McGrath outlined how it will be implemented.
I will be recommending that the way in which we will implement the new 15% rate is by a top-up tax of 2.5%. It will only apply to very large companies with a turnover of €750 million. We believe that this is the simplest, most efficient way of applying the new regime, and it also provides certainty for companies.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with Chris Ashmore for the latest in sport.
Choose technology. Choose versatility. Choose experience. Kärcher pressure washers. Now available at your local hardware and electrical retailer. Choose Kärcher.
Waterworld Bundoran is back for the 2023 season, and it's open every day over the Easter holidays. Experience the three-lane multi-slide, the Wizard, the Wave Pool and Rapids, the Twister, Tornado and Gravity Speed Slides, the Pirate's Galleon Ship, as well as our brand new gift shop. Booking essential. Get your tickets now at waterworldbundoran.com/booking and find us on Facebook.
Hi, Paddy here at Shane Connolly Cars in Donegal Town. Are you looking to upgrade your car? With Shane Connolly Cars, you'll find makes and models for every budget. Great finance options, and we also accept trade-ins. Check out shaneconnollycars.com or call into us at Shane Connolly Cars from Lonaher Road, Donegal Town.
Spring is here, and so too are the new arrivals at Green Shoes. Shop in-store or online now from best-selling brands like Doc Martens, Una Healy and Echo. Also Riker, Kate Appleby, Tommy Bow and many more. Shop LK and One For All gift cards accepted in-store. Visit Green Shoes and discover the perfect footwear to complement your style. Green Shoes at Market Square, Letterkenny Shopping Centre, Fulcara and online at greenshoes.com.
I've just had the Eclipse Cinemas experience. Wow, they truly have taken a night at the movies to a whole new level. Amazing recliner chairs, director's lounge VIP rooms, pizza and hot food served to your seat. Have a glass of wine and enjoy the film on the big screen. Try it for yourself at Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran and Lifford-Strabane, where the stars shine brighter. By the way, the pizzas are amazing. You can book your seat anytime at eclipsecinemas.ie.
PDO Thread Lifts, the ultimate non-surgical lift for the skin, improving facial contours, lifting and tightening jowls, the neck, cheeks and eyebrows, are available at Genesis Aesthetics and Skincare Clinic Eudore. For help choosing the right aesthetic treatment for you, contact Mary Ferry, your aesthetic practitioner. Also offering fat-dissolving treatments, dermal fillers and laser treatments for all skin conditions. Hair and makeup packages also available. Genesis Aesthetics and Skincare Clinic Eudore, 07495 325 75.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We're heading over to Chris Ashmore for the latest in sport.
It's Donna Marie. We start with soccer and the Republic of Ireland's women's under 19 side were captained by Sligo Rovers' Emma Doherty, who hails from Inishowen. Unfortunately, they slumped to a 5-0 defeat by Germany in the opening game of round two of the qualifiers at the UEFA Women's Under 19 Championships in Norway, despite dominating large spells of possession. Next up, they face Norway on Saturday. Well, Irish international Amber Barrett believes that the United States are an inspirational force for other teams. The Donegal native is part of the Republic of Ireland senior women's squad that will face the reigning world champions in Texas on Saturday night, as well as in St. Louis next Tuesday. The sides last met in 2019 when the Americans won by 3-0. Barrett says that the Irish want to improve on that result this weekend.
You know, that you look at the impact that the Americans have had on women's football over the last years, and I think the fact that they're getting so many people out to their games every day is just something that's so admirable, and hopefully that's something that long term that we can build towards as well. And to play against those teams also puts us in that light, and 2019 was no different to that, and I'm hoping for a similar experience on Saturday, but a little bit more of a positive result.
And staying with soccer, across channel, Brentford are hoping to extend Manchester United's winless run in the Premier League to 4 matches tonight. The sides meet at Old Trafford at 8 o'clock. United boss Erik ten Hag says they need to recruit well this summer to ensure that they have cover when players are out. Midfielder Casemiro continues to serve a suspension. Ten Hag admits the Brazilian's international's absence is always felt.
We need outstanding players in Manchester United, clear. And if you had injuries, you need replacement and you need competition. And especially when you want to compete in 4 competitions, you need that to be successful.
Also this evening at 8 o'clock, Newcastle are away to West Ham. In other soccer news, Alexandra Šefarin has been re-elected unopposed as UEFA president. The Slovenian will serve a 3rd 4-year term. Here at home, Shelburne have confirmed Barry Maka as their new chief executive. The South African is a former CEO of Cycling South Africa and a sports management consultant. In the Donegal Junior League in Old Orchard Inn Division 2, there's a big game this evening at 7:15 at the Letterkenny Community Centre. Third place Kilmacrenan Celtic taking on Cranford FC Reserves. Kilmacrenan can go second and can very much keep their title hopes alive if they win, and that would put them just a point behind St Catharines. On to Gaelic games, and this evening sees the quarter-final of the All-Ireland Under-20B Championship. That's the Richie McGilligut Cup. And Donegal in action against Derry, a 7:30 throw-in at Owen Beg for that match there. And Donegal's Yvonne Bonner has signed a deal to play Aussie rules football with Adelaide Crows during the upcoming 2023 Australian Football League down under. The 35-year-old forward previously played 11 games for the Greater Western Sydney Giants. And a date with Mayo awaits the winner of tonight's Airgrid Connacht Under 20 football quarterfinal. It's a 6:30 throw-in for the meeting of Roscommon and Sligo. In motorsport, Kilmacrenan's Richard Kerr returns to action this weekend for round one of the British Superbike Championships, where he'll be competing in the Superstock 1000 class at Silverstone. Kerr remains with the Scottish-based AMD motorsport team and will ride a Honda once again. This is his 3rd year with the team. He's been busy in the off-season training and taking part in the Winter Supermoto Series. In rugby, Munster have confirmed that Dan Goggin is leaving the province at the end of the season. The centre made 81 appearances for the province, scoring 10 tries. And Ulster's busy week of contract extensions continues. Hooker John Andrew, prop Callum Reid and versatile back Aaron Sexton have all signed fresh 2-year deals. In snooker, Ken Doherty will resume 5-3 up on women's world number two, Rhianne Evans, in their World Championship qualifier tonight. The first to 10 will play Hamed Mia in the next round. And Fergal O'Brien ended this morning's session with a 6-3 lead over Liam Davis. Seven-time former champion Stephen Hendry trails James Cahill by 7-2. And finally, in cricket, Ireland need a dramatic turnaround tomorrow morning if they're to make Bangladesh bat again in their test game in Mirpur. Ireland managed just 27-4 in their second innings. Ireland will resume 128 runs shy of Bangladesh's first innings total of 369. And that is your evening sport.
Thank you, Chris. Chris, heading back over to news now. A forum on the future of Ireland's security policy is not as simple as choosing to abandon neutrality or not. That's according to a security analyst, after the government announced a public forum to discuss the security policy. Academics, military experts and members of the public will be invited to express their views on four chosen dates in June. Security analyst Declan Powers says Ireland must work with international partners to develop policies.
And that doesn't have to mean that all our foreign policy then gets dictated by the UK, because that's not the case with those other countries. So the most important aspect of this discussion going forward is coming to a conclusion as to what our needs are, and then moving on from that to develop the necessary arrangements to meet those needs.
New rules to tighten the monitoring of convicted sex offenders in the community have been over a decade in the making. That's according to an independent TD. Among measures, the length of time offenders have to register with the local Gardaí after being released from prison is being reduced from a week to 3 days. If deemed necessary, some offenders will also be monitored with electronic tags or have their personal details released to the public. Roscommon Galway TD Dennis Nocton, who proposed a law to reform the area in 2012, says this new act needs to be implemented as soon as possible.
The next step now is that the Minister for Justice must commence the various sections of the legislation, and it's imperative that that happens as quickly as possible. This is an issue I took up with the Minister for Justice in the Dáil just recently, and I hope that the Gardaí get the resources to ensure that they can effectively monitor high-risk sex offenders after their release from prison.
The Education Minister is facing pressure to do something substantial to address Ireland's teacher shortage. Almost a fifth of secondary school teachers have had a drop of a subject from their curriculum because of teacher supply issues. This is according to new research. The Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland is calling for reforms of the system in order to attract and retain staff, including increasing pay in line with inflation and giving new teachers permanency sooner. General Secretary Kieran Christie says Minister Norma Foley needs to come up with a crisis response.
The Minister needs to take this problem by the scruff of the neck. She has made some minimalist moves in relation to additional hours for serving teachers and a pilot teachers sharing scheme and so on. But, she's been picking at the margins of the thing. She needs to move on the more substantial aspects of things.
Scotland's First Minister is insisting he doesn't believe Nicola Sturgeon's resignation was influenced by the arrest of her husband. Peter Murrell stood down as Scottish National Party chief executive a month after Ms Sturgeon quit as leader. He was arrested today by officers investigating the spending of around £600,000, which was earmarked for Scottish independence campaigning. Current leader Humza Yousaf says his predecessor had her reasons for stepping down.
No, I believe Nicola Sturgeon absolutely that she had taken the party as further forward as she possibly could. I think anybody who has particularly seen Nicola through the COVID pandemic could really sympathise with just how exhausted she absolutely was.
Details of US President Joe Biden's Irish visit next week have been confirmed. The President will visit Dublin, Louth and Mayo during the course of his trip next week. He had been invited to Donegal, but the county is not on his itinerary. Sean Defoe reports.
US President Joe Biden will arrive in Northern Ireland next Tuesday, the 11th of April, with his press secretary saying he intends to mark the tremendous progress made since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement 25 years ago. The following day, he'll travel to the Republic, where he'll continue a programme of events between the 12th and 14th. Those events will include meetings with President Michael D. Higgins and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, as well as a possible address to the Oireachtas. The President will also visit both Louth and Mayo, where he has ancestral ties. It's expected the big address Biden will give, comparable to Obama, Obama at College Green will be made in Ballina on the Friday evening before he boards Air Force One to return to the States.
The Children's Rights Alliance says it hopes a new unit to tackle child poverty will be on a driver for change. The new unit will coordinate the work of various government departments and will be run by the Department of the Taoiseach. Issues including family homelessness, the cost of childcare and education will be addressed. Julie Ahern, Legal Policy and Services Director with the Children's Rights Alliance, says poverty has an extremely negative effect on children. Looking now to weather, a bright evening with sunny spells and isolated showers in light or moderate westerly winds. There will be some clear spells and well scattered showers tonight. Lowest temperatures will fall between 2 and 5 degrees, coldest inland with light or moderate west-southwesterly winds. To conclude this evening's news, a pause on 58 major school building projects across the country has been lifted. Donegal County Council has issued an update on the activity of the CRESLA Working Group, which was announced in October and has met for the first time on December 20th last. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is to formally move a motion seeking a delegation with the Minister of Transport regarding Windy Hall Road in Letterkenny. And a fire started in the early hours of this morning in Derry is being treated as arson. That's all for now. We'll be back again with the news headlines at 6 o'clock. And until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, April 5th. The death has taken place of Seamus McGinley, Tyrhumen, Milford. Remains reposing at the residence of his brother Henry and Elizabeth McGinley, Lochnacky, Milford, from 8 p.m. this evening. Funeral liturgy on Good Friday at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral liturgy can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Billy Doherty, Port Hall, Lifford, and formerly of Dergald Evish, Strabane. Reposing at his late home today from 7 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:20. For funeral service at 12 noon in St. Patrick's Church, Murlog, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only please. The death has occurred of Fonsi Donaghy, Doe, 54 Cockhill Park, Buncrana. Fonsi's remains are reposing at his residence, with funeral leaving there on Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. for service at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass for Fonsi will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and both funeral service and the Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Jane Baird, Ní McCarran, Hawthorne Cottage, Drumnahoa, Letterkenny, and formerly of Lisfannan, Fawn. Jane's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Removal from there on Friday morning at 8:30, going to St. Mura's Church, Fawn, for 10 a.m. funeral liturgy, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Private cremation to take place later. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Ready for Life, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Kathleen Mulhern, Ní Rulston, Gortacar Crossroads, Killigordon. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:45 a.m. for service in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 10:30, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The service will be streamed live on the St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon YouTube channel. family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of breed Logan, Ní Collie, Town Parks Raphoe, and formerly of Tallaghill, Belmullet, County Mayo. Wake is strictly private to family only at the request of the deceased. Funeral leaving her late residence at Town Parks Raphoe tomorrow morning at 10:20 a.m, going to St Union's Church Raphoe for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice or Mary's Meals, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The unexpected death has taken place of 5-year-old Caden Coyle McGeady, Chapel Road, Brinlack. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary at 8 p.m. this evening. Funeral service in Chapel Comkill, Knockfalla tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The house private pleas after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Children's Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.